Thank you to the members of the Thursday Morning Music Club. They invited me to speak to them yesterday. They had some very nice comments about the station and some very interesting questions. Thanks again. Listener Owen wrote, "You may wish to announce the new classical music station in Wilmington to your viewers. Since its beginning, I no longer have a need to listen to your radio station. Now you can really increase your anti-Republican Party messages through your news, editorials, and shows." Here's a listener comment on our feedback line, taking issue with a speaker on this past weekend's This American Life who recounted the plight of child workers in China.
"I disagree with him to a great extent. These young people, they're doing a good thing by working, absolutely. I'm sorry. I know I'm right. He's wrong. There's no child abuse really going on. When you compare the child abuse that goes on here in this country, what we need are kids working here at 10, 11, 12 years old. Basic, simple jobs, nothing difficult. But first of all, it would set them straight on how to work and that there is work and there's a way to earn money. And this can all be done, you know, respectably and successfully."
Listener Darren Witt called about the Magnolia Fatback Hour with John Fonville. He says it's the best hour on WHQR. "I would also like to see Smooth Landings go back to being selections from all the WHQR staff as it used to be. It creates more diversity." Jacqueline Karch wrote, "I miss Bob Edwards, and I still miss the second hour of Talk of the Nation." Lou Bivens wrote, "I was really disappointed this morning that Bob Edwards' Weekend was replaced with Fresh Air. Bob Edwards' Weekend is my all-time favorite program. His interviews are insightful, informative, and very entertaining." Listener Ann wrote, "I read the list of new shows. Please tell me you are not getting rid of The Thistle and Shamrock. I love that program." I won't repeat here the comments about the station budget and programming impact that I made in last week's feedback, but I did write to Ann and suggest that she give the new program Celtic Connections a listen on Friday night. She wrote back, "I listened to a little of it, and while any Celtic music is better than none, Thistle and Shamrock is so much higher in quality with fine musicians and excellent themes." Listener Robert left this comment, "I've enjoyed Fresh Air with Terry Gross for many years. For some reason, you've stopped announcing the content of it as you introduce Smooth Landings, even though you have resumed mentioning that Fresh Air is coming up at 7 p.m. Because you don't tell me what Fresh Air is offering, I have now formed the habit of jumping ahead, learning the content online, and then listening to Fresh Air online if the subject is something I'm interested in. This is easier for me, but why have you chosen to risk sending listeners away from your own programming? It's a mystery." Finally, Teresa wrote, "I listen to WHQR every day, and it truly bothers me that reporters always refer to President Obama as Mr. Obama. He is our president and should be referred to by his title. To me, it's a little offensive. Otherwise, I do enjoy listening to your station." In reply, NPR has had many questions about this and has addressed it at their ombudsman's blog. You can find a link on our website. As do many other news organizations, NPR refers to President Obama or Barack Obama on first reference and Mr. Obama thereafter. All other politicians and public figures are typically referred to by last name only without Mr., Mrs., or Ms. Here's NPR's official statement from Ron Elving, senior supervising editor of NPR's Washington desk. NPR has used Mr. as the alternative form of respect on second and subsequent references to the president for decades. I personally have been Washington editor for three presidents, and we have done it consistently throughout this time. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. For your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station, you can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback line is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.